AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama has ordered up to 450 troops to Iraq to help train Iraqi troops and Sunni militia members. Sagar Mirghani reports from the Pentagon.
Colonel Steve Warren here at the Pentagon says there'll be advisors focused on reaching out to Sunni tribesmen in Sunni-dominated Anbar province.
Bring them into the tent.
Iraq veteran Michael Eisenstadt at the Washington Institute says getting Sunnis into the fight alongside the Shia-led government is a good move.
It's absolutely crucial.
But for Stephen Biddle, who advised U.S. commanders during the Iraq War, it's yet another incremental administration move that does not address militant gains.
Very unlikely to be a big enough step to decisively reverse momentum in the war.
Sagar Mirghani at the Pentagon.
A Massachusetts man is thought to be the first American to die fighting alongside Kurdish forces against the Islamic State group. An official with a group of Kurdish fighters says Keith Broomfield died last week in a battle in Syria near the border with Turkey. McKinney, Texas police officer Eric Casebolt has resigned after he was recorded on video pushing a black teenage girl to the ground outside a community pool and then brandishing his gun at others in the crowd. His lawyer is Jane Bishkin.
Eric regrets that his conduct portrayed him in his department in a negative light. He never intended to mistreat anyone, but was only reacting to a situation and the challenges that it presented.
There are demands that Casebolt be arrested and charged. In South Carolina, Governor Nikki Haley has signed a bill calling for all police in the state to wear body cameras.
This is going to strengthen the people of South Carolina. This is going to strengthen law enforcement.
Anthony Scott, the brother of a man killed by several shots in the back as he ran from a North Charleston police officer, says his brother, Walter Scott, was looking down saying the state did a good job. This is AP Radio News. The manhunt for two escaped killers now includes campsites and boat slips in Vermont. New York State Police Commissioner John D'Amico.
As law enforcement, we're all in during this search. We won't stop until we have these convicts captured.
D'Amico says Joyce Mitchell, a training supervisor at the prison tailor shop, had befriended the pair and may have had some role in assisting them. A man discovers a risky way to get out of jury duty.
When James Lowe's name came up for jury duty, he arrived at the courthouse on time, wearing an inmate costume, black and white striped jumpsuit with a matching beanie. The judge didn't think it was funny, and in a private meeting in an empty courtroom, told Lowe that he could be found in contempt, meaning he could go to jail or be fined. Instead, the judge sent him home. Lowe says that's fine by him. He's got work and a family to take care of, he says. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.